Welcome back to the Global Greek Influence Podcast. I'm Panayota Pimenidou. To be up to date with our latest episodes and guests, subscribe and follow the Global Greek Influence Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Anchor FM, and seven more podcasting platforms. Your reviews also help us rank higher and make our efforts becoming more visible. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and the podcast's LinkedIn page. Knowledge transfer is important to economies because it facilitates the practical application of research findings and academic knowledge in real-world contexts. It enables the exchange of information, ideas, and expertise between research institutions, universities, and industries, leading to innovation, economic growth, and societal benefits. Despite knowledge transfer's significance, many research institutes and universities struggle with successful knowledge transfer. The most commonly identified reasons are lack of collaboration and partnerships between research institutions, universities, and industries, differences in objectives and priorities between research institutes, universities, and the industries as the first primary focus on generating knowledge and conducting research, while industries often prioritize commercialization and practical applications. Barriers to communication between researchers and industry partners, which include language, technical jargon, and organizational structures. Research institutions and academics find lack of sufficient incentives, recognition, or rewards. And intellectual property concerns such as ownership and protection, since researchers and academics may be hesitant to share their findings. We will not discuss the most common and apparent reasons mentioned just now, which do not provide depth as to how we can overcome knowledge transfer internally to academia. In academia, the typical approach involves proposing changes from external reformers that are then disseminated into universities. However, this outside-in logic may hinder the successful adoption, implementation, and institutionalization of these changes. Policymakers may become frustrated when such reforms fail to ensure and replace ineffective practices. An alternative approach would be to view innovation as a decentralized process that utilizes new knowledge and information, both from research and current practices, to identify problems and generate solutions. By empowering individuals to share their knowledge and solutions, there is an opportunity to leverage underutilized channels for the easy dissemination of new ideas. These channels can include repositories of open research resources generated and shared by academics and other researchers. Lastly, the lack of data is identified as one of the major challenges associated with academic innovation. While studies on technological innovations often focus on research and development, spending, and patents, there is a need for systematic data collection to better understand academic and research innovation in the higher education sector. By collecting comprehensive data, researchers can gain insights into the nature and impact of academic innovation, which can inform and improve innovation policies in higher education. This emphasizes the importance of data-driven approaches to enhance understanding and support innovation in the academic sphere. The significance of formal research and development has largely taken a backseat in both personnel training and the generation of valuable innovation. Academic R&D lacks effectiveness in producing practical solutions. Academic R&D should not be seen as creating foolproof programs or solutions that work seamlessly. Instead, it primarily offers science for new technologies or approaches. So it is erroneous to equate academic R&D with industrial R&D. The main two reasons for ineffective academic R&D are slow adoption and implementation and the misalignment of incentives. Slow adoption and implementation is the process of translating academic research into practical solutions, as there may be barriers and resistance to change within educational institutions, making it challenging to implement innovative practices based on academic research. And the second reason for ineffective academic R&D is the misalignment of incentives. As in academia, the focus is often on publishing research papers and advancing individual careers rather than on producing practical solutions. Such a misalignment of incentives can discourage researchers from pursuing research that has immediate practical applications. The system experiences a fundamental inertia due to a combination of inadequate supply and insufficient demand. The limited role of science in knowledge transfer practices in academia can be attributed to three key factors: challenges on the supply side, lack of a demand and belief in scientific solutions, weak incentives, and cultural norms. Conducting scientific research in academia is inherently complex and demanding. Unlike industrial R&D, academic research often takes place in uncontrolled contexts, making it difficult to generalize research findings and apply them to real-world practices. This inherent difficulty in conducting scientific research hampers its ability to effectively inform a body of practices. Many researchers who could contribute to improving practices do not believe that the challenges they face can be solved through inquiry, evidence, and scientific approaches. There is a skepticism among these researchers about the applicability of scientific methods to address practical problems. Weak incentives and cultural norms, finally, regards the fact that academic culture often prioritizes individual achievements and theoretical pursuits over knowledge transfer and practical problem solving. The lack of incentives for academics to engage in knowledge transfer, build databases of evidence, and seek solutions to problems hinder the integration of scientific knowledge into practice. Additionally, the resources allocated for codifying technical knowledge are limited, resulting in a significant amount of knowledge that remains unarticulated and difficult to transfer. By keeping knowledge in implicit forms results in higher costs associated with locating, evaluating, and transferring it. This in turn can lead to insularity, inefficient resource allocation, and the underutilization of valuable knowledge. To tackle these challenges, it is crucial to foster incentives for knowledge transfer, establish systems for documenting and disseminating technical knowledge, and cultivate a culture that recognizes the significance of applying scientific methods to address real-world problems. The problem with incentives in academic R&D is that they may not effectively promote knowledge transfer and the application of scientific methods to practical problems. Incentives in academia are probably less powerful than in other sectors, but increasing pressure over academic performance channeled through higher standards and accountability is also increasing incentives. The problem rather lies in the way researchers, academics, and administrators try to respond to these incentives and pressure the failure to translate such pressures into innovation, improved practices, and the development of instructional know-how and technologies. Researchers do not only improve practices by relying on a strong technical core of knowledge that should be available in casebooks and databases. Instead, they respond to the increased accountability by changing structures. But changing structures does not change practices. The problem with patents in academic R&D is that they can create barriers to knowledge sharing and hinder the free flow of information. Patents grant exclusive rights to the inventor or assignee, which can limit access to knowledge and impede further research and innovation. Academic institutions, driven by the desire to protect intellectual property and generate revenue, may prioritize patenting over open dissemination of research findings. This can result in limited collaboration, reduced knowledge sharing, and slower progress in scientific advancements. Additionally, the complex and expensive patenting process can divert resources away from research and development activities, potentially leading to inefficiencies and missed opportunities for scientific breakthroughs. Examine, emulate, excel. Learn from successful academic R&D knowledge transfer. For what better way to progress than to follow inspiring examples? Siemens, a global technology company specializing in electrification, automation, and digitalization, encountered difficulties in training new employees and transferring knowledge from experienced technicians to newcomers. To tackle this issue, Siemens adopted artificial intelligence tools to capture and transfer knowledge from seasoned field service technicians to new hires. These AI tools gathered data on the problem-solving techniques employed by experienced technicians, including the step-by-step process and decision-making. This valuable information was then utilized to train new employees and guide virtual assistants in resolving similar issues. Through the implementation of artificial intelligence-powered tools, Siemens successfully reduced training durations by up to 50% while simultaneously enhancing customer satisfaction levels. Knowledge transfer in an industrial or business setting can encompass incremental innovation for an existing process or product, providing a solution that brings incremental advancements to a business, despite the academic notion that knowledge transfer should only involve new technologies or groundbreaking science that has not been scaled up or introduced to the market previously. One understands that academia needs to put in the right context knowledge transfer through enhancing collaboration and partnerships, identifying gaps and needs, enhancing innovation and impact, maximizing resources, and continuous improvement. So reevaluating knowledge transfer is important. The evaluation of knowledge transfer aims to achieve three main objectives. Foster a shared understanding of knowledge sharing by providing a glossary of terms and complementing the initial in-house inventory. This evaluation also assesses the organizational knowledge needs and identifies any existing gaps. Assess the relevance, effectiveness, and efficiency of current knowledge sharing capacities and practices. This evaluation focuses on determining whether these practices are achieving the expected results in a practical manner. Propose essential components of a knowledge sharing strategy. This evaluation aims to identify key elements that should be included in a comprehensive strategy for effective knowledge sharing. Using blueprints to promote inter-organizational knowledge transfer is a case study that examines the effectiveness of blueprints in facilitating knowledge transfer among organizations. Blueprints serve as documents that capture implementation experience and facilitate knowledge transfer. That case study provides an in-depth insight into successful knowledge transfer practices. Some useful conclusions to knowledge transfer within the context of academic R&D are that blueprints have served as repositories for codified knowledge, acting as a centralized source of information. Their effectiveness has been most evident when they have been used in conjunction with informal knowledge sharing and the establishment of connections between stakeholders interested in a particular implementation. In these cases, the blueprints have played a role in facilitating not only formal knowledge transfer, but also informal collaboration and knowledge exchange. One might ask, what are the keys to overcome the academic industrial knowledge transfer? Industrial partners often express concern about the potential conflict between academic relevance and publication requirements, fearing that this focus may come at the expense of addressing industrial needs. The need to publish research findings can sometimes clash with the imperative to safeguard sensitive company knowledge and maintain trust. Effective communication is crucial in addressing these differences, as it allows for the determination of common goals and facilitates discussions on what information can be shared through publication. To foster trust and ensure alignment with industrial needs, it is essential to develop project plans that include well-defined milestones and utilize management tools. This demonstrates the academic's commitment to considering industrial requirements. Moreover, building experience with academic engagement in general and with specific partners can help develop a deeper understanding of industry needs and the specific requirements of each partner. Collaborative experience with a particular partner also contribute to trust building, as they reinforce the belief that sensitive information will be handled with care. There are various barriers to successful knowledge transfer and academic engagement. Overcoming these barriers requires careful selection of knowledge partners and individuals who represent the company. During collaboration, knowledge transfer is most effective when it occurs through rich, meaningful, direct, and bilateral interactions, particularly when dealing with implicit knowledge. Allocating sufficient time for interaction is crucial to fully benefit from the partnership. Finally, enabling workplace mobility of employees during and after collaboration is an effective means of transferring and implementing implicit knowledge. These employees also serve as intermediaries to align goals and facilitate knowledge exchange. Knowledge transfer plays a vital role in driving innovation and economic growth. However, successful knowledge transfer in academia can be challenging due to various barriers and misalignments between research institutions, universities, and industries. It is crucial to address these challenges by fostering collaboration, open communication, and partnerships between academia and industry. By overcoming barriers such as differences in objectives, language barriers, and intellectual property concerns, we can create a conducive environment for effective knowledge transfer. It is important to reevaluate incentives and culture within academia to promote knowledge transfer and practical problem solving. By recognizing the value of scientific methods in addressing real-world challenges and providing incentives for researchers to engage in knowledge transfer activities, we can enhance the integration of scientific knowledge into practice. Learning from successful examples of knowledge transfer, both within academia and from the business sector, can provide valuable strategies for effective knowledge sharing. Utilizing tools such as blueprints, establishing social spaces for knowledge exchange, and developing comprehensive knowledge sharing strategies can further facilitate the transfer of knowledge between research institutions, universities, and industries. By addressing the identified challenges, fostering collaboration, and reevaluating incentives and culture, we can overcome barriers to knowledge transfer in academia and harness the full potential of research findings and academic knowledge in real-world contexts. Thank you all for staying until the end. In this episode, we explored the importance of knowledge transfer in driving innovation and economic growth from academia to the industry and business. We investigated the challenges and barriers that research institutions, universities, and industries face in successful transferring knowledge. Reevaluating knowledge transfer in academia, addressing the lack of data, the problem with incentives, and learning from successful examples. And there you have it. The insightful conclusion of today's podcast episode on knowledge transfer in academia. We have explored the various barriers and misalignments that hinder effective knowledge transfer, but fear not, for there are solutions on the horizon. But wait, the excitement does not end here. We have an announcement that will leave you eager for more. In the upcoming season, we have a lineup of even more exciting guests who will share their experiences and expertise in the world of technology, science, engineering, and research. From industry leaders to renowned researchers, we've got it all covered. So make sure to follow us for all the latest updates and be the first to know when our new season launches. But that's not all. We have something special in store for our loyal subscribers. Exclusive content that is reserved just for you. Dive deeper into the fascinating world of technology, research, and everything around it, access bonus episodes, and gain insights that will give you the competitive edge. Don't miss out on this opportunity to be part of our inner circle. Stay tuned, follow us, and get ready for an exciting season ahead.